Honoring all our class of 2021 valedictorians, it's Anna and Raven. We've teamed up with Newsday and Rosenberg and Gluck to introduce you to these incredible students. Emma Carmody is the class of 2021 valedictorian at Kellenberg Memorial High School. Congratulations, Emma.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
Emma, I must say that we have talked to a lot of brilliant and talented students over the last couple weeks here, but you have got to be the first person that comes up on Amazon Music when I search your name.
Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness. I'm surprised that came up. So our school has a recording studio, and so we record music for, like, Spotify, Apple Music, all those platforms. So, yeah, I've been doing that recently, and that's just a great thing we have.
I will be very honest with you, Emma, is that we have spoken to tremendous students over the last month, and, you know, a lot of sciences and engineering and things like that, things that I don't know a whole lot about, but I have a tremendous respect for. But when I saw drama club and that you're majoring in elementary education, like, that kind of strikes close to home for me, too, because those are the things that I loved when I was growing up and that I wanted to do. And I was in drama club, and, you know, I have a master's in education and all that. So what brought you to, wanting to do more, you know, one-on-one?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's so great to hear that you like that, too.
Yeah.
I guess I just, from my childhood, that's what I loved. I did drama since fourth grade. I had wonderful teachers in elementary school. And I never felt connected to, like, the math side of my brain. I always just liked being with people and, you know, like, connecting with people one-on-one. And I always wanted to make an impact in people's lives in a very personal way. So that's why I just love all these things about, like, drama and singing and teaching.
And where are you off to next, Emma?
I'm going to Franciscan University in Steubenville, Ohio.
That's awesome. And, you know, we said you're going to be majoring in elementary education. So we wish you the best of luck. And what are your other passions besides singing, drama, and, you know, eventually taking care of kids and teaching them?
I mean, she already sounds so much more cultured than I'll ever be, right?
Right.
Well, I love to bake. I love doing that in my free time. I also love, honestly, just, like, so many different things. Like, whenever someone says, let's do this, I'm like, okay, like, let's play volleyball. Like, I love different sports just for fun. I love board games. My brother's a big board game player, so I always play with him. Different things like that.
Well, never stop learning, of course, and exposing yourself to things. That's the great way to be. A good attitude to have.
All right. Congratulations, Emma. Take it away. We want to hear your speech.
As St. Edith Stein once said, lay all your cares about the future trustingly in God's hands, and let yourself be guided by the Lord just like a little child. And don't be afraid when trials come or life takes a turn from the plans you have made, because these times are stepping stones to better ones or a redirection to something greater. In her recent blog, Sister Melanie Svoboda teaches an important lesson on hope and worry. Hope trusts in God. Worry trusts in nothing. Hope is afraid but takes the next step. Worry is afraid and just sits there. Hope knows God is always with us. Worry thinks God has abandoned us. Hope evokes courage. Worry evokes timidity. Hope is joyful. Worry is cynical. Hope says, hang in there. Worry says, give up already. Hope prays. Worry worries. Do not lose your hope in what the future holds in store for you. For God wants our happiness even more than we want it for ourselves. So his plans are always better than our own.